With Christmas just around the corner, many of us are ticking off the days, but if you're a bit of a petrol head, the 14th of January will be your main focus. That's when the Auto Sports Show at the NEC kicks off. All categories of track and off-road motor racing will be there, from Formula One to rally cars, and with a live-action arena where spectators can see motorsport action indoors, it's definitely a date for the calendar. One regular formula guaranteed to thrill the crowds next month are the Brisker F1 stock cars. Surrey-based driver Murray Jones is one of those taking part, and he joins me on the line now to tell us about these unique racing cars. Hi Murray, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, of all the stock car formula, Brisker, which stands for British Stock Car Association, Formula One is regarded as kind of the pinnacle of the sport. Tell us about these cars. What makes them so unique, Murray?
It's several things about Brisker Formula One. It's the sheer size of them, the power that comes with them, and noise they create that gets people. The other thing about them is the fact they're so family orientated. It's a very family based sport, and it's just great fun to be around. Now, I've raced several formulas, and I've never enjoyed anything like Brisker Formula Ones.
Tell us about these machines, because I've read that they're basically purpose built, aren't they? They're single seater machines, and they're powered by, is it V8 engines?
Yeah, they're powered by a Chevy V8. Some people get them shipped in from America. Other people have them built over here. And the horsepower ranges from anything from 500 up to 900 brake horsepower.
And that's quite close to Formula One Grand Prix cars, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite close. We're a lot heavier and a lot more restricted than a Formula One car, obviously.
And the thing about stock car racing, it's pretty unique in motorsport, as far as I understand, because contact is allowed, isn't it? It's even encouraged.
Yeah, it's definitely encouraged. The aim of it is to move your competition out of the way and get away from them as quick as you can and get you away from the back to the front.
And basically a driver can just push another car out of the way during a race. And Brisker F1s, they've got large bumpers on the front, haven't they, for that purpose, with heavy bumpers on the back. And you've also got guardrails along the sides for protection. And other motor racing types, well, they're different, really, because in stock cars, it's the fastest drivers that start at the back of the grid, isn't it?
Yeah, you work all year to earn your points, and you go up through the grade throughout the years. It makes it a lot more entertaining seeing the faster drivers having to work their way through the back rather than seeing them run away from the front.
That's the thing. So the fastest drivers start at the back of the grid. They've got to shove their way through to the front. They've only got, I think, 20 laps to do this on a quarter-mile circuit. So it's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting stuff. I've been doing it since I was 10 years old, and I couldn't think of anything else I'd want to do.
Let's talk about that, actually, because you've been racing, as you say, in stock cars since you were 10 years old, and you've raced in many different stock car formulas. What made you decide to race in Brisker F1?
Basically, just growing up, obviously, you always see the top tier, if you will, which is Brisker Formula Ones, and it's just natural progression that makes you want to get up to being a Brisker Formula One driver.
And you first had a go at the Birmingham Gala Night at the end of the season in 2014. Tell us about that, Murray.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to use a friend of ours' cars, used it, fell in love with it, managed to get the opportunity to buy the car, and we've just carried on from there, really. I wouldn't look back, and I don't think there's anything else I'd want to race.
And you've sort of set your own precedent now, and you've raced in F1 stock cars for 2 years now. How have you found the racing? What's been the highlight for you so far?
Oh, it's the weekends away, like when you've got the double headers. It's just a brilliant thing to be around. You're all there having a laugh, and it's just such a nice group of people to be around. It's enjoyable racing again.
Yeah, the atmosphere, I've been myself, and the atmosphere is really good, and it's very family orientated as well, which is quite an important thing. And motorsport wouldn't be half as exciting to my mind without a little bit of extra drama thrown in. And I understand that Coventry Stadium hit the headlines recently when it was threatened with closure. What was all that about?
It would definitely hit stock cars hard if we lost Coventry Stadium. It's where we race the first weekend of every month, and again the atmosphere there is just second to none. Unfortunately, it's inevitable that we're going to lose Coventry, but the whole time we can keep hold of it and keep racing there, it's second to none. Just turning up there and the crowd, the atmosphere, the feel when you drive out on the track, just a brilliant all-round experience.
And it's had a stay of execution, I think, for 3 years it's going to carry on for, isn't it, another 3 years. And another stadium not too far from us in Surrey, Wimbledon, that's closing next year. But Brisker Formula Ones will be back for one last meeting at the venue in March, I think. What was Wimbledon like? Why is it so special as a venue, do you reckon?
It's the last stadium in London, and I mean, I grew up racing at Wimbledon, and I know I'm repeating myself here, it was where it was the big stadium, it had the atmosphere as you drove out through the tunnel. It'll be good for the southern-based people, for the F1s going back to Wimbledon, because it'll give them a chance to see F1s again, because there's not many people from down south who will travel up to where the F1s really race.
And the new season starts at the end of March. What are you personally expecting and hoping for, Murray?
I'm hoping to get back up to Red Top this year, be in a semi-final and hopefully qualify for the World Final this year and get through the season without any engine dramas again would be nice.
Or too many shunts, maybe. The Brisker Formula Ones are going to be at the NEC next month and featuring in a special indoor arena as part of the Autosport Show, and that's happening between January the 12th and the 15th. And you and I think it's 11 other drivers are representing the BSCDA, that's the British Stock Car Drivers Association, demonstrating the F1 stock cars. Tell us about the event. What can fans expect to see?
The fans can expect to hear a lot of noise on the indoor arena and see a lot of really, really close wheel-to-wheel action.
That's the live-action arena.
Yeah, it's the live-action arena. We're not meant to use the bumpers in there, but a few of us do get a little bit carried away occasionally and start knocking each other about a little bit.
And just to give this some context, it's basically a live-action arena, and that's where spectators can actually go and witness motorsport action indoors. And it's one of the highlights of the live-action, apparently, when the Brisker F1s takes
it. Yeah, everyone loves the Formula 1s going out there because, again, it's just because of the noise they create when they're out there. It's just mind-blowing the amount of noise they can create.
It does rumble, doesn't it? It gets to the heart.
Yeah.
It's very rousing stuff. And one thing I wanted to ask you, actually, is it authentic when you get into that live-action arena? Will you race with the same pace and competitive streak as if you were in the regular F1 stock car meetings?
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, it's in everyone to be competitive and get out there and get your way from the back to the front, and it's just something that we can't help ourselves with.
That's the whole point of the beauty of the sport, isn't it? It's the whole shunting.
It's a skill to learn, to be able to shunt someone out of the way and not go with them.
And do you ever worry about, you know, any of the injuries? Because, you know, it's pretty hardcore stuff when you're out there. It's dog eat dog. It is a real battleground, isn't it?
No. If you start worrying about the injuries, then it'll be in the back of your mind all the time and you just won't progress in the sport.
Absolutely. Murray, thank you so much for talking to me today. Good luck in January and, of course, the new season ahead. Great to talk to you.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Murray. That was Murray Jones. And if you want to go and see Murray and the Brisker F1s at the Autosport Show Live Action Arena, you can buy tickets online at autosportinternational.com. And tickets for the public days on the 14th and 15th of January start at £23.